Well, it's pretty easy for Sam and I. I think we just stepped into a fantastic situation by being with Network as our management company. And so when we got dropped, they approached us and just said, well, hey, we think that the music business is moving in a different direction, and it might be best for you guys just to self-release it. And we thought that was an amazing idea, because we felt like our two years on Elektra or Atlantic were just really us being bossed around and never getting any sort of results from them. And there was always this, like, whenever we wanted to do something, it took like 7 months to get approval. And by that time, like, it was just a really far off, like, distant. It's like the telephone game where, you know, you just keep, like, moving over from people to people, like, a word, and then by the end of the telephone line of whispering in people's ears, it's just, like, some mangled version of your initial word.
Yeah, yeah.
That was just sort of getting approval to do any of the things that we wanted to do, and so since we were able to start our own label, now we really can do whatever we want to do, and we just, instead of Network, our management company, who handles all of our data, record label, we just have to see if we have enough money in the format account to make sure it happens, really, and that's the only thing. But they've never questioned us and said, well, I don't think it's right to release a live CD, or I don't think it's right to do a DVD, or any of the things that we've ever done. In fact, like, they've embraced all of it.